You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
I want to begin by squelching a rumor. I do not plan to move to Rome. There are not nearly enough golf courses there for me. Every year on this first Sunday of our Lenten journey, we hear the same gospel story about Jesus, after his baptism, going into the desert for 40 days, where there he was put to the test by Satan. Jesus, like us, was faced by temptation. And so he needed to go to the desert so that he could focus upon what the essential things were and not be led astray from his Father's will. And so we begin this Lenten season as we begin every Eucharist by acknowledging that we are all sinners in need of repentance and conversion, that we are constantly striving to become a better version of ourselves. On the day of our baptism, we were called to be the church, disciples of the Lord Jesus, and to live a way of life that always puts God first. But just as Satan tempted Jesus to put other things before God, so too it is in our life. Lent is our time to go to our spiritual desert, to reflect upon our lives, to see whether or not our priorities are in the right order and what needs to change. At the end of today's passage, we are told in the gospel that Satan left Jesus for a time. We know that in our lives, the evil one is constantly and subtly trying to lure us away from God, trying to tempt us to make other things our God by giving them a higher priority, more importance than our relationship with our God. And that's why we need a Lent each and every year. Just like for our physical health, we need an annual physical exam. And so too, with our spiritual health, Lent is sort of our annual spiritual checkup to see how we're doing and what needs to change in our lives. The pillars of this season of Lent are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. These, in a sense, are the antidotes for temptation. We're called during these days to spend more time in prayer, not just so that we can talk to God, but more importantly sometimes so that we can listen to our God and what God is asking us to do. So often when we pray, we're telling God what we want God to do. But prayer is all about listening so that God can tell us what God wants us to do, so that we can find the joy that God has created us for, so that our joy can be complete. Fasting, doing without something that's good so that we might have something that is better, a closer relationship with God, and be more attentive to the other things in our life that should have a higher priority than the things that we're giving up, especially the needs of other people. And that's what almsgiving is all about, sharing our blessings with others. Mindful of them, when we put others first, we are putting God first, for God is always present in the other. We read in today's first reading, the book of Deuteronomy, how Moses came to give the first fruits back to God as he brought his basket of offering to the altar. We call this stewardship. Returning the first portion of our time and talent to our God is a way of making God our highest priority, keeping God first, and acknowledging that all that we have ultimately comes from God. And we are simply stewards of this time, talent, and treasure. Yes, Lent is a time for spiritual renewal and conversion for us all. Renew our baptismal commitment. This morning, as part of our liturgy, we have the rite of sending forth for our catechumens and candidates who this afternoon will go to our cathedral where the bishop will declare them to be the elect and candidates and to be welcomed into the fullness of the Catholic community of faith at our Easter vigil. As they make their commitment today, let us renew our commitment to be an example for them of what it means to be a disciple and to always put God first. Let us take full advantage of these days of our Lenten journey to try to continue to keep God first, to turn away from our sins, and to be more faithful to the gospel, to strengthen ourselves, to resist the temptations of the evil one, so that we can indeed be the best version of ourselves.